What I wanted to talk about today, the title of my talk is How to Get a Job You Don't Technically Qualify For. And what I want to stress is I don't qualify for the job that I'm doing, and I didn't qualify for it. I qualified for it even less when I started working at CBC. That's my opinion, and it would be the opinion of the job postings that you see. So what I wanted to do, I didn't have a plan. I've been lucky in a lot of ways in how I've gotten to where I am, and I didn't have a plan in doing it. But looking back, all of the 4 years that have taken me to where I am, I can see a few things that I did right just by chance, and I wanted to share them with you in the hopes that it would maybe help you make your own luck and maybe do it a little bit more on purpose than I did. So I kind of wrote out three steps to how to get a job you don't qualify for. And those three steps, number one, don't wait for permission or a paycheck. Number two is be interested in things that no one else is interested in. And number three is copy people who are better than you. And that's basically it. So just to sort of illustrate that, I'm just going to tell you my own trajectory. As you already heard, I went to UNBC here in Prince George. I was born and raised in Prince George. Spent a brief amount of time in China just teaching English. I spent a brief amount of time in Victoria after I graduated with a degree in political science and international studies. I did an internship with the provincial government where I worked for the government and for a ministry. After that, I got maybe a few weeks worth of contract work, and then I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, so I decided that the smart thing to do would be to go be unemployed, move back to Prince George, and buy a house. And so that's what I did. I had no idea really what I wanted to do. I just decided, you know what, I'm sick of trying to figure out what job I want to do at the same time as trying to figure out what city I'm going to be in or even what country I'm going to be in, because if depending on what you do, you might wind up looking at jobs all around the world. And that was just too stressful. I hate moving. So bought a house, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to limit myself to Prince George. If there's a job available here for me, that's what it's going to be, and I'm not going to worry too much about that. And so then I started looking for work, and one of the jobs that I was really interested in, and I was really happy to see this one come up, was a job at the CBC in Prince George. They wanted what was called a researcher, and I don't think there's any researchers left except for maybe a few in Toronto. And I qualified for it in a lot of ways, except for a couple of things, one of which was that I had never taken a journalism course aside from grade 11 as an elective. And another one is that I had never been trained in how to be on the radio. And another one was that I had never been trained in how to work at a newspaper or any sort of news organization. But that was where the first thing, which is don't wait for permission, was really helpful. Because as you heard, I did work at Over the Edge. I was the editor-in-chief. I was the news editor before that. The way I got to be the news editor is they had a position where you could get paid $200 a month to be a news editor, which is not very much. Probably a lot of you are in similar situations. And nobody else wanted to do that job, so I got it. Which is probably similar to a lot of you, I don't know. Maybe some of you actually had to compete for it. So I did that, and there wasn't really anybody to train me, because the only people who were there were people who had done it for a year longer than me, and they did it because nobody else had wanted to do it, and so on and so forth to the beginning of campus media. And so I did that, and I went and I moved on to the editor-in-chief position because nobody else wanted to do it for a couple of years, and you all know what that's like. So nobody trained me in how to do this. I was completely faking it the whole time, and maybe you all know what you're doing, but maybe you're completely faking it as well. I was faking it the whole time, but I still put it on my resume when I applied. And that was the same thing with radio. At the time, I actually hadn't been the station manager of CFIR. I just had one show. I made a podcast in GarageBand, and I talked about indie rock. That was when Arcade Fire was still like an unknown band. That's how old I am, I guess. But I had no idea what I was doing, and I've listened to like those first radio shows I did. I was terrible, 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 terrible on the air. I still think I'm pretty bad on the air, but I'm a lot better than I was. I would have never listened to myself and hired me to work at a radio station at all. That didn't stop me. I put it on my resume. So the point being, I didn't wait. I just went ahead and did it, and that's what you're all doing, which is probably the most crucial first step. And I would encourage you that if this is what you want to do, keep doing it, and beyond that, do more of it, because there's a lot of you in this room, and there's a lot of people who will be doing it. But the more experience you have in diversity of fields, I don't know if any of the other speakers have gotten them, but I don't think there's a future where journalists are just print or just radio or just TV. I do think that everybody's going to be sort of doing everything to a certain extent before too long, particularly if you go into smaller organizations. At the very least, you should be learning how to use the internet, like the web, like just writing a blog or something like that, because you will be expected to do that almost regardless of what job you have, I think. But yeah, just don't wait for permission. And there's so many ways you can do it. Even if you graduate and you aren't able to work at a campus station, there's free publications. You can make your own podcasts. You can make your own websites. You can just demonstrate that you can do what it takes to be a journalist with or without it. I should say I don't really feel comfortable calling myself a journalist for the reasons I outlined, is that I've never went to journalism school. And I don't really know what a journalist is supposed to be. So I don't really know what I call myself. I just say I'm on the radio, and that some people call me journalists, some people call me commentators, but it's an open field. So that's step one. That was enough to sort of get me in the door because I had that experience on my resume. Step two that I have is be interested in things that no one else is interested in. And this is what I'm going to tell you is I applied for the job. I got the interview. I did not get the job at CBC, and I thought, well, you know, that makes sense. I don't qualify at all. But then the weird thing was, a few weeks later, they called me and they said, you know what, we're interested in wondering if you were interested in coming in for 3 days over the Christmas break. We'll show you how to use a microphone, how to use the audio editing software. If you seem to be able to pick it up okay, then maybe we'll have some work for you. And so I did that, and it worked out, and then there was some work for me. And I found out later, that the reason for this is that during my interview, I was pretty much like, yeah, I'm going to live in Prince George, and I don't really care what happens. They sort of asked me why I was interested in the community, what stories interested me, and I mentioned how I bought the house because I was just going to stay in the city. The funny thing is there's not a lot of unemployed journalists waiting for work at CBC Radio in Prince George or in Prince Rupert or in Whitehorse. A lot of them tend to flock to Vancouver and Toronto and Montreal and New York. And in those places, they're very competitive environments. But in the places like Prince George, they're considered hardship posts, which may or may not be fair. I would disagree, but you might feel differently depending on where you're from and what your experience and what you want is. But the point being is that basically if somebody at CBC in Prince George got sick or went on vacation, they didn't have anybody to come fill in locally. They would have to get somebody from Kelowna or from Vancouver to come fill in. So they looked at me and they said, well, he doesn't really have all the qualifications. He has a little bit of them. Maybe if we can get him good enough, he can come in once in a while when somebody's sick and he can answer the phone and go buy batteries, which is basically what I did for quite a long time. But well, and so that is step two, is be interested in things that no one else is interested in. I was interested in Prince George because I also talked about the stories of Prince George that I thought weren't being told and that I would like to tell if I was working for CBC. And it doesn't have to be about a city. I would argue that's a really good place to start. If you're fascinated by the community that you're trying to get work in, and you should be, that is a great place to start because there's stories happening in small towns all the time that are just not being told. People tend to think that all the excitement and all the adventure and all the great stories happen in New York, but that's just because New York has had some really good storytellers, if that makes sense. A few weeks ago, we had a really interesting week on our show. We had a story out of Terrace up in northwestern BC where there's this weird noise, and people were saying, oh, it's UFOs, it's some sort of government conspiracy. I don't think we ever figured out what it was, but somebody had recorded it, and that wound up being a national story. There was also a dinosaur in Tumbler Ridge in northeastern BC. They had found the first full skeleton of a dinosaur in British Columbia. They had to airlift it by helicopter. They had to have bulletproof material covering it to protect it, and they had to sort of secretly ship it to Tumbler Ridge with an armed guard. That wound up being a national story, and if I remember correctly, that same week it was a story about shortages of paramedics in small communities, and that wound up being a story on The Current, which is CBC's national program, about the shortage of paramedics in northern BC and people having heart attacks and having to wait 2 hours before an ambulance comes, which is a long time for people to wait when you've had a heart attack. Anyways, the point is, those three stories, those would have happened regardless of whether we were there to tell them or not. We were just there to tell them. And stories go untold all the time because nobody's looking. So if you find a place that nobody's looking and make that your thing that you're interested in, that's a huge leg up. If I look at your portfolio and all I see is stories about Syria and the US government shutdown and federal politics and hockey, That just tells me that you know how to look at stories that somebody else is already telling. And that's important, but that's not what's going to set you apart. It's going to be going through documents and documents that normal people don't want to spend their weekends reading and trying to figure out why is this important and how can I make other people realize that this is important. City council meetings, nobody goes to those except for journalists, and they come up with stories. So be interested in things that nobody else is interested in. So that's step two. Both those steps got me in the door. Step three, though, if I still sounded on the radio the way I sounded when I started, and I still wrote these terrible academic run-on sentences that I used to write when I started, I would not have lasted. And we've had people come in and try out and not last for a variety of reasons. But step three is copy people who are better than you. And I have done that unashamedly. And I don't mean copy, but I copy as in plagiarize. Plagiarism is bad regardless of the field. But I mean learn. Learn as much as possible from people and try to be as good as them. I don't know if any of you are interested in radio. I don't know if any of you listen to This American Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I, like, basically anything that I've ever done that's any good, close to good, is me just unabashedly trying to be good enough to be on This American Life. And I'll listen to something over and over and again. I'll just listen to the timing of it. And I say, well, how long do they wait before the music pops in? 30 seconds, a minute? And I'll just copy that, essentially. But with my own stories. And I look to other sources, other people who are writing, other people who are doing it. And again, we live in an age which is amazing. The internet, again. You can find access to so many things and so many sources of training and mentors that you don't even ever have to talk to. Conferences like this are great, but I would say that if you have a chance to listen to me or listen to Ira Glass, who's a producer of This American Life, you should listen to Ira Glass. I listen to him like every time he puts up a YouTube video of him talking at some university conference. I sit there and I listen and I take notes about his thoughts on the future of journalism because I can. This morning I was listening to another conference. I listen to conferences all the time where they have speakers. There's radio conferences, there's journalism conferences. There's the best and the brightest, and they're speaking to people, and you can listen to them speak to you, and you can learn from them in a way that wasn't possible before without buying tickets to Australia and London and going to these obscure things. So I just highly recommend doing that. I like to think of the Beatles. They started out trying to be Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Motown, and they failed at that, but they became the Beatles, right? Like, and that's what it is. You just try to copy people who are better than you and find your voice from there. And that's basically it. Those are my three steps. Don't wait for mission. Don't be interested in, or be interested in things that no one else is interested in. And copy people who are better than you. And then if you have the other skills, I think those three things will help you get further